Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the sports anchor, reporter for WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee, Stephen Watson joining us. How you doing, Stephen?
Bill, good to hear from you. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you on the program. So any big doings going today for Valentine's Day by any chance?
A little date at the office.
Okay. Well, as long as it's a fun day at the office,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe if I get out early enough, I'll hit up my favorite Mexican spot and with the fiance.
There you go.
We'll see. I already took care of the chocolate heart candies last night just to put in for a potential long day at work today.
Okay. Well, are you anticipating an Antonio Brown trade that puts him in Green Bay you'd have to drive up there for?
No. I don't see it happening. I don't think it's the right fit for the Packers. Personality-wise in that locker room, we've seen big personalities go in there and it hasn't worked out. And I just think that Devontae Adams is your number one receiver there. And I don't. If Antonio Brown couldn't work with Juju, I don't see him working with Devontae Adams.
That's the problem. I would assume that one would have opened up the other, and instead of embracing it, it became extremely contentious. And I don't know why, but I agree with you. I don't see him coming to Green Bay, and I think there are going to be fans that are going to be disappointed because everybody's looking for Brian Gutekunst to make a splash, aren't they?
Yeah, of course, and they should be, but I think that splash should come on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's no question with what the future holds at that outside linebacker position. I mean, I love Kyler Fackrell. I thought he was a great spark to that defensive unit last season, but he is not a number one outside linebacker. And with the future of Clay Matthews and Nick Perry both uncertain in Green Bay, I think they have to put a big emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. Their cornerbacks have shown promise. Their secondary looks pretty solid, but I think they need a pass rusher just desperately, more than they need somebody like Antonio Brown.
If you had to prioritize the needs of the Packers, I mean, first of all, I agree with you. I think you need another down lineman, depending on what you do with Mo Wilkerson. I think you need an outside pass rusher. You need another linebacker. Hell, you could use two pass rushers for that matter. You got to do something with safety after jettisoning both your safeties last year, and you really don't have too much depth back there. I agree. I think defensively they have to fill a lot of holes, and you can't fill all these holes with youth, right?
Correct. And think about, I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers had, quote-unquote, a down season last year, but he still has made a career of making some average receivers look like all pros. I don't think that adding somebody like Antonio Brown is the biggest need for this team right now. And the defense has definitely took some strides, but we've seen it, the story, for the last almost decade. Ever since they won their Super Bowl, their offense, with the exception of maybe this last year, but the offense has carried them late in the season. And the defense has been a big reason why they haven't been able to get back to the big game. And I think they need to solidify that defense. And, I do still trust Aaron Rodgers to turn around the offense.
How far away do you think they are from getting back to the postseason?
I think it could be as soon as this season if they make the right moves. I mean, all it really takes is one or two bodies. Look at Khalil Mack. And not to say that there are many Khalil Macks in the NFL, but he revitalized that Bears defense. And all of a sudden they go from bottom feeders of the NFC North to contenders in the NFC for the foreseeable future. I don't see why they couldn't make it back to the playoffs this year. I still think the North runs through Chicago, but I don't see why the Packers couldn't be a team that gets up there with so much parity in that league every single season. There's always bound to be four new playoff teams probably in both the AFC and NFC.
Do you like the hire of Matt LaFleur?
It'd be hard to say yes or no at this point. Honestly, I think it's the way the league has been trending. It's something that we've seen in other leagues. I mean, think about the GM hiring of David Stearns when we were wondering, hey, how's this guy going to be? Well, the league is trending toward these young, bright minds as executives, and that one's panned out pretty well for Milwaukee. So I would say that it's certainly too early to tell, but the way the league is trending and you know, getting guys to buy into a young mind, I think, is something that, from hearing from the players in limited amounts, you know, over Super Bowl week and over the last couple of weeks, I think that they all seem excited, you know, that he could bring a revitalized group. I think it's simply a mindset for this team at this point. You know, it's more on Brian Gutekunst, how he can change the makeup of this team this offseason. And if people respect LaFleur, then I think that that's all you can ask for at this point.
I do like the fact that they kept Mike Pettine on. I thought he did a good job with what he had to work with defensively speaking last year. I think I agree with you in the sense they get a couple more pieces. I just keep wondering what he can do with playmakers, because last year he did it. And I don't mean to degrade the defense, but they got really banged up after the midway point of the season, and he was trying to, with baling wire and you know, thread, he was trying to put a defense together. And I thought they did a decent job.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think Pettine was one of the biggest parts in this whole deal, was keeping him on. It's a guy that every single player inside that locker room raves about, respects. He gives you that veteran presence. He's been a head coach before that LaFleur, even himself in that introductory press conference, said that he plans to lean on in these type of situations, because he now is the face of the franchise. And I think Pettine likes kind of being a little bit behind after his experience in Cleveland. So, I think that it really just comes down to, no question, the biggest thing is how do number 12 and LaFleur work together. We haven't heard much about their interactions at this point, just given how little we hear from, you know, somebody like Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. But that's going to make or break this season, is, you know, because that was the biggest problem over the last few years, was how Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy's relationship was somewhat drifting.
Talking with Stephen Watson, sports anchor and reporter for WISN 12 in Milwaukee. I want to switch over to the Bucks. Bucks now on the All-Star break. Got 8 days to kind of rest, relax, and take it easy. Big win last night in Indiana. Still have the best record in the NBA. How much are you trusting the fact that this team is as good as their record indicates, and the fact that I think our expectations could almost say Eastern Conference Finals, or dare I say NBA Finals?
When you have Nikola Mirotic and George Hill in your second unit, I don't think many teams in the NBA can say they have that type of depth. They have a superstar in Giannis that is performing like an MVP. I think he is the MVP just simply because his team wins around him. You know, when looking at somebody, what like James Harden has done this season, it's great that he scores points. He scored, you know, 40-something points last night, but they lost. And the truth is that the Bucks are a really good team. We haven't seen this, and not many teams have this type of depth in the NBA right now. George Hill, Ersan Ilyasova, both key in the win last night. So, you know, these type of performances on a night-in and night-out basis, one day it's Brooke Lopez and Eric Bledsoe, the next day it's Middleton and Brogdon, and you always have that constant, you know, staple in Giannis, who is playing, you know, I think he averaged over 30 points a game in the month of February. So this is really a team. They're having fun. You see it. You feel it. You know, Bud has been incredible in what he's done. Oh, and they're also adding one of the best shooters in the league in Mirotić, who has yet to play for them this season, coming out of the All-Star break. So, yeah, there's no reason not to think that this team isn't built for a long run into June.
Before I let you go, all the speculation with the Milwaukee Brewers coming into this season is, first of all, they picked up Yasmani Grandal. They've got another offensive guy. They can continue to keep the average up, and this team should not go into any kind of a prolonged offensive slump. However, everybody's wanting to know whether or not they're going to be able to pull the same magic with the bullpen and with the starters or outgetters, whatever you want to call them. How confident are you the Brewers are going to be able to take that next step?
I'm pretty confident, but I think it rests on the shoulders of a guy like Corbin Burns, a guy that's going to be transitioning into being a starter. He said that he is going into spring training as a starting pitcher. And I don't know how you could possibly have that bullpen by committee for 162 games and into a postseason. And I don't think that council plans on doing that. But that is certainly the biggest question mark for this team this season, is how are they going to navigate around their starting pitching, because it is average right now. I mean, Jimmy Nelson, who knows what they're going to get out of him this season? Zach Davies and Chase Anderson are both coming off of injury-riddled down years. Chase Anderson didn't even pitch in the final month and a half of the season. And Chassin's getting a year older. While he was effective last year and great for that team, he still is not a number one pitcher on most Major League Baseball teams. So I do think that David Stearns probably still has another move in him. Is it going to be a splashy big move? I don't think that name is quite there on the market right now. I don't think they're going to go after somebody like Kimbrel or anything like that. But I do wonder what a guy like Corbin Burns will bring to that team, because he was so effective for them down the stretch and into the postseason. And Jimmy Nelson, what are they actually going to get out of him this year? So I do think that the offense and the stars around that pitching staff are going to allow this team to make another run. But the biggest question about them taking the next step is, what are they going to get out of Jimmy Nelson and Corbin Burns?
Yeah, I agree. I think if you get anything out of Jimmy Nelson, it's icing on the cake. And Corbin Burns, for everything you talk, for everybody you talk to in that that clubhouse, they believe he's got the best stuff. So he could actually be one of their more dominant guys. We'll see if he can put it all together. But I'm excited for baseball, no doubt. You going out and do a spring training at all?
I am. I head out there on Monday.
So, okay.
You know, players first reporting. We'll be there for about a week. So, yeah, a lot of buzz right now in these sports teams in Milwaukee. Not a bad time in the sports town in Wisconsin.
No, I can't remember the last time everything was firing on all cylinders and there was a lot of chatter about everything. So, good stuff as always, Steve. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you there. There you go. Steve Watson, Channel 12. That is our good sports anchor, reporter, WISN. Down here in Milwaukee. Good guy. Check him out there. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years Schneider's been doing it. All you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.